Hi, may I speak with
Hello.
Calvin? Hi, can I speak with Calvin, please?
Vegan.
Hi, Calvin. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sorry, you said you call him from?
Pennsylvania Opinion Survey. I'm sorry?
Opinion?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania Opinion?
Service, yeah. I'm conducting an opinion
okay.
survey. And I'd like to ask you a few
okay.
questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you so kind of give me a few minutes of your time?
Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, thank you. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm probably going to vote.
Probably, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Well,
in the
that I don't know, but in the 2024?
No, 2020, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? What did you vote for in the 2020 election?
Oh, damn, I didn't even know. I thought, when did Obama get out of office?
No, that was in 2008. I'm talking about the last elections in 2020. You remember?
Oh, no. Obama served two terms.
Yes. Right, right.
Right. So when was his last term? What year was that?
2020, that's the last elections. It was Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and some other guys. Who did you vote for? Do you remember?
Damn, I didn't know that time went by that fast. I went with Joe Biden.
Oh,
but
okay.
I thought when you said that about the years, that was the year that Obama was still in office.
No, that was a while back. That was like in 2008. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody.
No, that wasn't no 2000. That wasn't, that wasn't 2008, man. Right. Joe Biden came in after Obama, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Right,
sure.
So Joe Biden only been in there one term. So if he came in 20, then it had to be 19, 18, and 17. You said 2008.
You're right.
That's not
You're right. You're right. Yeah, it's got to be around that time. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? I got Y, African-American. Thank you.
African-American.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure that we're representing every age group, what is your age? How old are you?
62.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh, man, I'd say that's a good question. I don't know. I guess I would be considered as moderate. I wouldn't mind.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I would have to say satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10. What number would you give me?
You said 10 being the highest.
The highest, the most important, yeah. Protecting
yeah.
Social Security and Medicare.
Protecting both, right?
No, this is what you want. You know, they're asking how you feel.
I think that they should protect Social Security.
So from 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
A 10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
Hold up. Protection, abortion, and what else?
Reproductive rights.
I didn't hear that. Protecting
abortion and reproductive rights. Protecting a woman's rights, you know.
Right. I believe that a woman's rights should be protected.
0 to 10.
10.
Thank you.
10.
Thank you. about reducing crime and gun violence? Do you attend?
Absolutely attend.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy. Do you attend?
Wow. That's about a five for me, man.
Okay, thank you. Making housing more affordable. Do you attend?
Oh, man. Absolute 10.
Thank you. Moving right along. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Yes, I approve.
A strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
I'm neutral.
Okay, thank you. How about the Republicans in Congress? 0 to 100.
Zero being what?
Zero is means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Well, I would say about, I want to say zero. I'm not in favor of them. So
okay.
I can rate that from zero to whatever.
Well, zero means that's the last number. 50 is neutral, and 100 means that you like them, you're very favorable to what they're doing. Republicans in Congress, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank
zero.
You. Thank you. And how about Joe Biden, the president, 0 to 100?
About 75.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Okay, now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focusing on. Please, I want you to rate on the scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10.
You said restrictions?
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
See, I'm not sure which way that question go, but I think that they should not be charging us for sugar and stuff.
No,
and they
no,
said
no.
It was supposed to be temporary.
No,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
The question they're asking is, I'm going to read you, you know, all this. Okay.
Yeah, you got a little accent, so I'm trying to stay up with you.
Yeah,
now
I know.
I'm on the phone in my car.
I know, no problem. I'll try to slow down. I want to read you a list of priorities, you know, priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focusing on. For each, I want you to read on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focusing on. Okay? Now, the first one is restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. 0 to 10. Do you think that it's not at all important? Somewhat important or most important?
10.
Thank you.
10, most important.
Thank you, sir. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Authorizing prescription medication. 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0 to 10.
A 10.
Thank you. Okay, now it's already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or do you oppose?
Well, really, I don't even like that at all. But since they do it anyway, I would have to support the fact that they have to be 21 and over.
No, it's already illegal to do that. It's already illegal to sell products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, they want to make a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to anyone over 21. They want to ban it. Do you support or do you oppose that, the ban?
No, I don't support that.
Okay. So do you oppose somewhat or do you strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
So you're saying, do I support the fact that they would take the nicotine out of the cigarette as much as they were capable of?
Well, they're saying that, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults?
Yes, I support that.
Okay. Somewhat or
I support
strongly?
That.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly. Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? More benefit or more harm?
I think that if we ban anything, it'll bring more benefit in reference to smoking.
Okay, yes.
Strongly support that.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Thank you. We already have 50%. Thank you so much for hanging in there. I appreciate it. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there issues more important right now?
I think it should be a top priority.
You think it should be a top priority? Okay, thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read you two statements. You let me know which one do you feel more. Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation, support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. That's the first statement. The second statement is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes on tobacco products cost prohibited. Which one do you agree with more? The first one or the second?
The second one.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenues across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I am very concerned about that.
Thank you. How about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. For your 10 minutes, that you strongly agree with the statement. Or 5 minutes, that you somewhat agree with the statement. And your 0 minutes, that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. prohibition that suffering and usage instead creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trade are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you agree with that statement? Siri, do not agree at all. Five somewhat agree, and 10, you strongly agree.
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minorities and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning this process would give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return, from. Sure thing. Somewhat agree, strongly agree, or do not agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans would only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. We should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. Sure, 10.
10, I agree.
Thank you. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. Not strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
I strongly support that.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
You're asking me, I think that it brings more benefits.
Okay, somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would you have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I think it has a strong impact on who I vote for.
Okay, so it will be much more willing, someone more willing, someone less willing, much less willing, and will have no impact. Much more willing?
Much more willing.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
Say that again?
In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Wine, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Heat, not burn tobacco products, yes or no?
I didn't quite hear that, but it sounded like you said burning tobacco. I don't burn. I don't smoke
heat,
tobacco products.
Okay, so that's a no then. Liquor or spirits, yes or no?
Yeah, I do drink a little bit.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But occasionally.
No.
Ban that. Totally.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Cigarettes, yes or no?
No.
Coffee, yes or no?
No, hold up. When I said no, I'm talking about banning them, right?
No. I'm asking you if you have used these in the past 30 days.
Oh, you're asking me, did I use? Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, how about
coffee? No.
Coffee?
No. I like herb. I'm an herbal guy.
Okay, thank you. How about pipe tobacco?
No.
How smokers tobacco such as sleep or chew?
No.
Beer? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How about soda pop? Yes or no?
Soda. Not really.
No?
Not really. Not really. I might once in a blue, like every six months to a year.
Oh, okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We are 90%. We're going to have a few more questions. Thank you so much for hanging in there and your patience. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
Okay. High school. You graduated from high school, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, a widow.
Separated.
Thank you. Separated. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, one.
Thank you. Which of the following business class, how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Or what was the last one? Or what?
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I didn't hear that last part. You said urban, suburban, or what?
Rural, you know, like farm, and the rural. Rural.
Royal. That's what you meant.
No, R-U-R-A-L, rural. A rural place. You know, like where the farms are, rural. Nothing goes to there.
I guess that would be it. I never heard it put that way before, but yeah, that would be the answer.
You live in rural, in the rural place? Like
rural.
Farm?
I'm not. No. I don't live in rural. I live in the city.
Oh, okay. Urban then. Okay. Thank you.
All right. That's what you call urban? Oh,
yes.
Okay.
The city is urban. Yes. Do you identify as a member?
The suburbs is in the city too, isn't it?
No, the suburbs is, it's like close to the city, but it's not the city. And rural,
the suburbs that I know is in the city. I'm in Philadelphia. It's a lot of suburban areas around here.
They're very close to the city, but they could also be a little
far.
No, they're
in the city. Like Center City, then some of them is in Center City, for instance.
Then it's not suburban because the suburban means that it's not the city. Urban,
they call it suburban. Well, most of the people that... I got your point, but most of the natives here call those areas suburban, and so do the people that live in them. Okay, you taught me something new. Okay.
Okay,
I'm learning.
No problem. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Am I a member of it?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ
plus No, I don't.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Take care. I appreciate it.
All right, but let me say one more thing to you.
Yeah.
I'm not a member, but I don't disagree with them.
Okay.
I never think that each person should. Yeah, I just want to make that clear. They should add that as a question, too.
Yeah, I agree. No problem. That's cool. Thank you.
Well, at least we agree on something. All right. Peace out.
Thank you.